This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the American Family Farmer Program. I'm Doug Steffen here, getting close to Christmas. We feel the energy, the excitement, the fun that goes with Christmas happens on the farm as well as every place else. So Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy New Year to all of you. I'll wish that to you any number of times between now and the first of the year. Our focus in the first part of our program every week is to find out what's going on some of the farms around the country. I noticed that 20 miles south of the Kansas-Nebraska state line, federal reports indicate there was a big oil spill from the Keystone Pipeline. The spill is impacting a lot of people who live in Washington County, which is northwest of Kansas City. The fellow who owns a farm nearby named Chris Panbacker said, quote, "We know we have pasture grass that's black that'll probably have to be removed. It's our land. It's our livelihood. Our children have grown up here. A lot of heritage and history, and our families worked hard to be good stewards of the land. So we want to do whatever we can to restore it." The company that runs the Keystone system is from Canada. It has been shut down because of a drop in pipeline pressure, which apparently was caused by the oil spill. 14,000 barrels of oil escaped from the pipeline. It has been isolated. The problem's been isolated. The area's been isolated. And the oil has been contained at the site with booms and barriers and that sort of thing. Nobody quite knows how the spill occurred. 150 crew members are trying to help fix the spill. According to the Washington County Emergency Preparedness Coordinator, the water is safe to drink for the animals in the area and the people. There is a lot of traffic around, people just going to see what it looks like. There's 150 people working on this site to try to clean it up. U.S. Energy Information Administrator says that the Keystone Pipeline moves 600,000 barrels of oil a day from Canada down to Oklahoma, where it's connected to another pipeline that goes to the Gulf Coast. And so the total of 3.5 to 4 million barrels of Canadian oil that come into the U.S. every day, a good deal of it goes through the pipeline, and it's affecting farmland in Washington County. So let's hope that that problem gets fixed. One of the things going on now, people are talking about why crops are growing the way they are, what's the situation in American agriculture, and why is it different this year. It's different every year because there's a thing called the weather. And I get kind of tired, frankly. This is I'm just doing a little hand-wringing myself with all the hand-wringing. But there is significant information to pass along from the farm news desk about water, the fact that there isn't enough to grow everything that is normally grown. The fellow who's president of the State Board of Food and Agriculture in California, Dan Cameron, was talking to a San Diego newspaper writer. He said, thanks to the diminished snowpack of 2022, dry January and February, California Central Valley has struggled to produce its usual output of fruits and vegetables, which is something that the entire nation has become dependent on, which shows you how warped our sense is of reality. Why should all of us around the country be why should we be dependent on the lettuce production, shall we say, in the Salinas Valley, and, you know, other things? There are a lot of greenhouse products in this area, but this is more of a focus on you and your farm growing what is needed for your area. You look at the prices. As of the end of last month, vegetable prices in our country are up 40% from last year. 40% from the same time last year. And of course, the people who want to yak about climate change say, that's all climate change. No, the climate is changing. It does change. I'm not going to emphasize this more than the initial overview of what happens when there are droughts. Look at the history of the planet. We just found this year discoveries in Greenland as to what it was like there 2-3 million years ago. It was like what is now the greatest green valley in California. Well, the greatest green valley in the world was up in Greenland. That's why it's called, hello, Greenland. It's frozen over since the Earth has changed its cycle and what's going on, but the planet has been changing for the billions of years that it's been in existence. So all of this hand-wringing, we've got to do something about changing. It's I think a true statement to say that humans are affecting, but are they causing it? That's part of an argument for a different time. I just want you to get down to the nitty-gritty with the reality that we've had $3 billion worth of agricultural losses in California and other states, and that's caused perhaps your farm to do better. I hope it has, because I think, again, to underscore what I've just been saying, the good thing is that people are becoming more aware of the local farms in their area, and they are patronizing them more, and that's good for, in my mind, for the farm, the food, the family connection that the local produce folks and the dairy people as well are benefiting from what's happening nationally. Okay. So we're going to, in a few moments, meet a... I find that corn is so important in ethanol, the discussion about ethanol, what happens to our corn. You want to know what's going on there, probably, right? So I'm going to bring you up to date with that in a matter of moments. Right now, kind of a fun thing. For those of you who are looking for, still have time to get something special for the woman in your life, we are equal opportunity listeners. The other men and women listening from the farm and elsewhere. And if you gentlemen are looking for something that's really unique for your wife for Christmas, how about those silky, naturally nude pajamas from Pajamagram? Can't get them anywhere else. They're very sensuous, very smooth. They're like her soft skin. They're alluring. And by the way, when you order at pajamagram.com, you'll get a free naturally nude nightie that goes along with the naturally nude pajamas. All right, order them now at pajamagram.com. Get free nightie, get free shipping. It's all there at pajamagram.com. And they'll wrap the gift up for you as well. Free gift packaging, a free nightie. It's a fabulous way to tell the woman in your life that you think she's very special. Get something that she can really enjoy. Order it today, because last year they sold out before Christmas. Here's what you do. You go to pajamagram.com. Do it now. Pajamagram.com. Order the naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Here on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with Kelly Neuenhaus, who's the vice chair of the National Corn Growers Association. He's affiliated with their ethanol action team, which is a pretty important thing for the corn growers and farmers in general, especially in Iowa, where he is. You have grown up on the farm. You're a farmer by birth, are you, Kelly?
Yeah, I've been farming for 39 years. We have a family farm. I work with two brothers, so, and been involved in the ethanol industry for over 20 years, so.
Describe your farm and what happens, you and your brothers. How does the operation go? What are you growing? How much land have you got? That sort of thing.
Yeah, we do plant corn and soybeans for the most part, rotational crops. And, we've been improving our farming practices drastically over the last 20 years and increasing our yields. And so that's why the biofuels industry is so important to American farmers and rural America.
So what about the politics of this? Every once in a while, I'm looking through various farm trade magazines, newspapers, et cetera, and online. There is focus on what Congress needs to do to help the corn growers of America. Why is Congress involved at all?
Well, you know, everything is connected to politics in some way. And, you know, we've been competing with the oil industry for years, and right now we've got a couple bills that we're focused on. One is the Consumer Fuel Retail Choice Act, which was just introduced. And what that bill's all about is to ensure year-round E15 sales are available to consumers.
All right, as we're getting into this stuff, let's talk to consumers and others who don't know what E15, what that blend is. Some places you can get it and some places you can't, but it's E stands for ethanol, right? And ethanol is the corn byproduct. So help us understand how this all fits together.
Yeah, you know, E15 is sold in every state except for California right now, but we are working with the California's Air Resources Board on getting it approved in California. It's a 15% blend of ethanol, and basically ethanol is octane. It's the cleanest, safest source of octane that we can use in our liquid fuels markets today. One of the big benefits of it is it replaces the toxic aromatics that are used in gasoline, like benzene, toluene, and xylene. And, it's renewable. It reduces greenhouse gas emissions by 52%, over gasoline. So there's a lot of positives to ethanol. And it's about, on average right now, it's been about 30 cents a gallon cheaper than regular unleaded with no ethanol. So
what are you paying for it out in Iowa now? What do you pay for a gallon?
Right now, it's about $2.80 a gallon for E15, $2.70. It kind of varies, but it's under the $3 level, and regular unleaded is in about the $3.30 range. So, like I said, it's a good savings, and consumers are choosing it. I think 98% of the fuel today is E10 in the nation sold, and our goal is to have a national E15 blend, and that would save consumers a lot of money.
Plus, well, it's better for the environment as well, as far as I can figure out. Hold on a second. Let's hold on to that thought. Kelly Neuenhaus is with us. He's the vice chairman of the National Corn Growers Association Ethanol Action Team. Some people say ethanol. Some people say ethanol. You say ether. I say either. At any rate, this is an important discussion to have for the family farmers, especially in the Midwest, who grow lots of corn. We continue here. I'm Doug Steffen.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
American Family Farmer. Our focus this week in our conversation is on corn growing, how it's blended, how this all came about. Kelly Neuenhaus is the vice chair of the National Corn Growers Association's, you say that a mouthful, the National Corn Growers Association's ethanol action team. So how did this all come about? Let's get a quick historical perspective, Kelly, on this as to how corn and ethanol all came to pass when it came to the energy mixes and energy quotients.
Well, it was part of the American Clean Air Act 20-some years ago, and one of the biggest benefits or pushes for the ethanol industry was when they banned MTBE in the U.S. fuel supply because that was polluting all of our water. And so ethanol is a great octane source, so that gave us a big boost. We replaced MTBE in our markets, and then, you know, since 20 years ago, we've learned so much more about the biofuels industry. You know, at first, we were looking for places to grind corn because American farmers are really good at producing corn, and we had excess corn on the market, so we were finding new places for it. And now we realize it reduces greenhouse gases by 52%. It replaces toxic aromatics used by the gasoline companies. And it's renewable and homegrown. And, you know, another bill we're working on right now at the National Farm Growers is called the Next Generation Fuels Act. And what that is, it's a bill to increase the amount of ethanol in the tanks. We're looking forward to mid-level blends like E25 or E30. And we recognize all the talk about decarbonizing our atmosphere and strongly feel the best way to do that is to put more ethanol in the tank. So we've been working on the Next Generation Fuels Act. It was introduced in the last Congress, and we're working on having it reintroduced in this upcoming Congress, and hopefully can get that pushed across the finish line.
One of the things that is kind of outrageous as I look at this, when all the people in the government are wringing their hands about cleaning up the air, this is such an obvious win for pretty much everybody. The only reason you're having a problem getting this through Congress is because of the oil lobbyists. They're the ones that are pushing to kill this because it's not good for their business. It's really hypocritical when you look at these no-good SOBs. Frankly, that's my own pejorative on it. But these people are so hypocritical, and you know they're investing in solar, they're investing in wind. because they know their future is dull. You'd think they'd want to get in on this bandwagon because this is good for the entire country. That is the ethanol and growing it on family farms, and some of the bigger industrial farms also are growing a lot of corn that goes into this blend. But, you know, the fact, I remember when I first tried to do something on my farm, I was one of those silly people who took a lot of the fryer waste, the oil that came out of that, and oil from the crankcase, and blended that into something, because when the cost of diesel went as crazy as it did, I didn't want to pay that, and neither did a lot of my other farm friends. So in terms of the addition in gasoline, you can do it, but you can't really do it in diesel, right?
No, but there's a lot of improvements for the, you know, biodiesel is another thing, and renewable diesel. And these are coming on really strong. But we also have a new technology that's coming on very strong. And it was actually a science project at Stanford University about 6 years ago. And it's called Clear Flame Engines.
Well, hold that thought. We have to pause for items going on in the local station. So in the next half hour, we'll talk more about this new technology. Kelly Neuenhaus is here from the National Corn Growers Ethanol Action Team on this week's American Family Farm.
Roger, from Bootsy and Zap. It's Christmas, baby.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. After dumping multiple feet of snow on the Sierra Nevada mountains out west, the storm Thursday is bringing wintry weather over parts of the mid-Atlantic, with areas of significant icing possible. Heavy snow will spread over the northeast. Severe storms will be a hazard in the southeast. Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley overnight on Fox talking about the border crisis and how this is intentional.
The Biden administration is getting exactly what they want at the southern border. This 14,000 a day illegal surge, they've known about this. They've known this would happen. They don't want a border. They don't want there to be Customs and Border Patrol. They don't want there to be ICE. They don't want there to be immigration enforcement. This is their plan, and they're executing it.
More data is being released from the Artemis 1 mission. The vehicle's solar panels exceeded expectations, proving themselves to be a key win for the future of human space exploration. Lance Pry, USA News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down.
Back we are, Kelly Newenhouse, helping us understand the politics, the reality for growers all over the country of corn and how that can be used to make the air cleaner, make business better, make the cost of fuels less. We sort of started to get off onto biodiesel. You said there was new technology that's been developed. What is that?
Well, it's called Clear Flame Engines. And what this is a diesel-styled engine that runs on E98 ethanol. Right now there's four semis are on the road being tested, but this technology started at Stanford University with B.J. Johnson and Julie Blumreiter. They both have doctors in front of their names now, but Iowa Corn's been directly connected with them and the National Corn Growers over the last 6 years, and they've received some huge investments from John Deere, the Bill Gates Organization, and others. Right now, this fuel is testing to have the same lugging power, the same fuel mileage, pretty much identical to diesel. But the biggest advantage is the emissions are reduced greatly. And it's right now it's saving about 50 cents a mile for transportation. And this is for large transportation vehicles. It's for like semis. Large generators. We've got farm tractor engines being designed to run on this right now. So I'm very excited about the potential for Clear Flame engines. and looking forward to this technology moving forward.
Maybe it'll bring back a revitalization of diesel power in cars, because that seems to be off now because diesel is so expensive. And frankly, not this is a question for you, but I've never understood. It costs less to produce diesel, jet fuel, home heating oil, it's all the same thing. And I'm wondering, it seems to me now that I'm thinking about it, I saw something in one of, I'm a flying fan, so I read a lot of the trades when it comes to the airlines and airplanes and things, and it seems to me that General Electric or Pratt & Whitney or Rolls-Royce, whoever it is that makes the engines for planes, there are three manufacturers, has made a plane so that it can take this kind of, and I'm, if I'm not mistaken, it's Delta, who has their own, they make their own fuel. They have their own refinery. And I think they're trying to come up with a blend that you can use in an airplane. Am I right on that? What do you know about that?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's called sustainable aviation fuel. And I think it's a great futuristic technology. There's some being used right now. It's an easy conversion from renewable diesel and biodiesel to sustainable aviation fuel. It takes a little more refining to go from ethanol to sustainable aviation fuel. But there's huge potential in that going forward. But all this stuff takes time. And there's a lot of different technologies that the corn growers are working on at this point. And there's a lot of excitement in the biofuels industry moving forward.
So how is this embraced outside of America? Other countries, European countries, fuel is so much more expensive there, pretty much more expensive there. We can't stand the cost of it here, but if you look around the rest of the world, pretty much every place except Mexico, I think, has fuel is more expensive than ours. So how does all of this ethanol action play in other countries?
It's amazing how it's booming in other countries. The National Corn Growers works directly with the U.S. Grains Council, and one of our biggest export markets right now is ethanol. It was the second or third highest of volume last year in ethanol trade. You look at India, they want to go to an E20 national blend. Right now they're at E10. The European Union is embracing ethanol. Canada's going to have a national low-carbon fuel standard, and they are actually our largest export market right now. Japan, Colombia, the Brazil, the list goes on and on about the potential for world demand for biofuels. You know, it's something that's renewable. It replaces oil that's not real good for the environment. I recognize, though, that there's going to take a lot of different energy sources. There's going to be some electrification, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Biofuels. There will be other technologies that come in over the next several years, but we feel pretty strongly that biofuels have a great fit. And if the world is really concerned about decarbonizing our atmosphere, the best way to do that is to get more ethanol in the tank.
Well, I would say this to you in a constructive critique of how you're approaching this. The people that are trying to sell electric cars and electric trucks and electric tractors are doing a better job than you are when it comes to PR. What they aren't doing is facing the facts or telling people that are buying their products that they're not saving a doggone thing, because the electricity that's used to make these cars and trucks run comes from fossil fuel. And it's a joke, frankly, that people, you know, they only see half of the pie. So where is their other eye? Why is it not open on this? So I guess one of the things that I would wonder is to whether, in terms of selling, I would be interested in buying products that had engines that were running on this, and I could use this product in all of the things that I have. But more importantly, is there a blend of this sort of ethanol with fuel that can be used in the power plants as well?
There actually are some generators that do burn biofuels. One of the big disadvantages we have today, it wasn't too many years ago, the auto industry received CAFE credits to build flex fuel vehicles around an E85.
Right.
That's been eliminated. All the CAFE credits today are going to electrification. And so the auto industry is taking advantage of that. They're taking that those dollars and they're building electric vehicles. But to create a fair playing field, we need CAFE credits back for flex fuel vehicles. And even, you know, this Next Generation Fuels Act that we're working on, that would entice the auto industry to build small, high compression, small engines that run on high octane ethanol blend, like an E25 or E30. At that range, you're looking at a 93 to 94 octane fuel. And, you know, it could be extremely efficient in the right engines. I already run E30 and everything I got without any issues because I'm lucky enough to live where we have blender pumps.
Yeah.
But, we need that fair playing field to get past this hype about electrification.
Kelly Neuenhaus here from the National Corn Growers Ethanol Action Team. Doug Steffen, with a reminder to those of you who are on the farm, you have a small business. Did your business stay open during COVID? Your answer is yes, because you did. You had to. So I think this is an idea that is really has come of age. Listen to me for 60 seconds as I tell you about COVIDpayment.com. This is good news. The feds have set aside a lot of money in the CARES Act to reward companies like your farm, stayed open during 2020, 2021, despite all the struggles with COVID and what that did to all of our businesses. These payments, by the way, are not loans. You don't have to pay them back. So your question at this point is, Doug, how do I get my hands on this? Well, if you had more than five employees on the payroll in 2020 and 2021, your company probably qualifies for up to $26,000 per employee. You can get the info at COVIDpayment.com, all one word, COVIDpayment.com. Let them answer a few of your questions, and then you can answer a few of their questions. And their experts there that really know their way around government programs will help you. They'll do all the rest of the work. COVIDpayment.com. Nobody knows more about this program than these folks at COVID Payment. So check it out. Fast cash. This is the option you want to check out. You can qualify for that and the other program as well. Businesses like farmers, and there are a lot of others, you know, nonprofits, churches, restaurants, you name it. Any small business, even those who took PPP loans, are eligible. So if you have five or more employees, go to COVIDpayment.com. Let them help you get up to $26,000 per employee. Again, visit COVIDpayment.com right away.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
And Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Back for a few more minutes with Kelly Neuenhaus. There's a website, I'm guessing, that people can go to for the National Corn Growers Association to see how they may participate or what the news is when it comes to ethanol and blending.
Oh, absolutely. Go to nationalcorngrowers.com, NCGEA.com.
All right,
to find out more
information. Right. All right, so in terms of the emissions and things, you've underscored that very well, the clean fuel stuff. I think we've hit a lot of high points. So you have also, you're the national organization. Are there organizations in each state? And I'm asking you that because I'm very active in the Massachusetts Farm Bureau Federation's work, and I don't know anything. I've never seen or heard from anyone who's a rep from the National Corn Growers Association here in Massachusetts.
You know, we have members from, I think, 40 states. I know there's one in New York that's very active and getting a strong start. You know, that's something you could reach out in Massachusetts and join in and become a member of the National Corn Growers.
Well, I look at it this way. The way I was involved in the hemp business until the government put the people who wanted to grow hemp out of business, you know, they talk a good game after they put it in the Farm Bill in 2018, but find somebody who really knows what they're doing and or who is available to get around all the hoops that they put in front of you to keep you from growing it. So I say to farmers who have open land because they've been run out of the dairy industry by the big agribusinesses and factory farms, you got land to grow corn on, grow it, and then have it used in this ethanol action that these folks are putting together. I don't understand why there aren't, you know, in Massachusetts, land's a little tight, so most of it's used to feed people here, but, you know, you go to states that have lots of land, my God, they should be all over this.
Well, I totally agree. You know, the corn industry has changed drastically. You know, back in 1930, we planted 105 million acres of corn in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
and produced 1.7 billion bushels. Recently, we're planting about 90 million acres in the U.S., and this is number two yellow corn that's normally just used for livestock feed.
Yeah.
And we produce 15 billion bushels. So
wow.
That's how much better we've got at producing more with less. One big concern is urban sprawl. You know, we're losing about 2 million acres a year through urban sprawl. But another thing I'd like to talk to you about is the energy independence. You know, we're sitting here at a crisis time with high fuel costs, importing foreign oils. And if we could replace just one-third of the E10 pumps in the nation with E15, we could eliminate all needs for Russian imports. And why aren't we doing that? You know, this ethanol fuel is a better fuel. It's cleaner burning, and everything's good about it. And yet we're importing oil.
It is crazy, crazy. Yeah, it's craziness.
Yep.
Yep. All right, Kelly.
And it'd be an easy fix to go to E15.
It would be. Very easy. Yep. Kelly Neuenhaus is here from the National Corn Growers Association, the Ethanol Action Team in business. Go to ncg.com, the National Corn Growers Association, to see how you can get involved. Good to have you here to help us out here on the American Family Farmer. Kelly, very happy new year to you and your family as well.
Hey, thank you, Doug. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a merry Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If there's something I want, I grow my own. Yeah, all I need is G-O-D to bless the seeds I've sown. Pray for a little rain.
53 after the hour now here on the American Family Farmer program. Don't forget the availability of a podcast. All of the programs are available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and the podcast as well. I think we have several hundred of these programs that are there with all kinds of... I try to get different focus every week, although we did do earlier in the year a series of programs on regenerative agriculture, how that affected the farm food family business of the American Family Farmer. But catch all of this if you have time, maybe over the holidays. Maybe it's too cold for you to work outside unless you've got animals, and then it doesn't make any difference whether it's cold or not. But there is good listening at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I want to spend a little bit of time talking about organic farming and the terms that we use. I know I talk a lot about search, and well, I talk a lot about the business of social media and how our presence needs to be focused and how the younger farmers or the farmers that are with it are really doing a good job using social media, using websites, and then there's this whole business about search engine optimization, how to get found. That's basically it. Yeah. How do people find you and your message online? So in order to optimize your own presence, customers who are looking for you will easily find you if you knew what the heck you're doing. There are some farm business folks. I was looking at the story of a woman who has put together a company called WanderWeb, WanderWeb. You might go there to get some help, some information. She works a lot with small farmers, small business development as well. But these tips are good for everybody. If you're a do-it-yourselfer when it comes to web design, you might go to her website. The organic information, that is stuff that is free that's online. I guess we consider that for farmers anyway, a different kind of organic. But there are two things, the free stuff and the paid stuff. If you're smart about doing the free stuff, you don't need the paid stuff. I do a little of both on my farm because I don't claim to be, even though I have a couple of good people that are helping me, I don't want to say clueless, but I'm not great when it comes to this stuff. But I push the people around me because I know how much we are dependent now on organically creating a message that gets out, and that's the part of organic that I mean. It starts and then it grows. And I guess Google is the best, although I frankly can't stand Google. I think it's a horror show. It's too difficult to use. I find them annoying as all get out, but that's just me. If you're creating a website and your content online is important and well done, then you have people who use the Google search engines to find the pages and to find the information that's there. And certainly when it comes to knowing what's available on your farm at the moment, this is having a good website, having a good Facebook page, Twitter, or whatever. I don't know how you use TikTok on the farm, but I can imagine somebody's created a way to get videos on TikTok of somebody milking a cow or a cow being impregnated by a bull or, you know, whatever else. Maybe I'm just thinking about the activities at the moment on my farm, all the heifers getting bred for next year. That's stuff that's important because people want to know when the flush of milk is. Anyway, I'm very interested in how to help you improve your business. The whole idea behind this program, when it was put together a number of years ago, was to help the family farmer. I'm a family farmer. I want the best for you. And we have all of these ideas that hopefully you can take and put into effect, like the idea from this program of growing more corn and getting a market for it. And then there's a lot of other stuff there. There's a local lamb grower here in my neck of the woods, and he gets people from all over the state to come buy his lamb because he does do a good job of organically getting the information out. He's got videos about how the lambs are raised. He's got videos of shearing the wool off of them. He's got videos of what you can do to prepare good lamb meals, all that stuff, and that's all. He's done it free. So improving your image, optimizing the message, that's something to learn. And again, maybe I'll send you up to WanderWeb, WanderWeb. I'm not being paid. I'm just telling you the story because she seems to be the lady, Corey Daigle, seems to be somebody who knows what to do and perhaps can help you out. Word to the wise, here on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.